This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, July 11. Jael as the hand of God. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 4. Now Heber, the Kenite, had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, and pitched his tent by the great tree in Zananim, near Kadesh. When they told Sisera that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera summoned from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River all his men and his 900 chariots fitted with iron. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" So Barak went down Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. At Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword, and Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. Barak pursued the chariots and army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim, and all Sisera's troops fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Sisera, meanwhile, fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, because there was an alliance between Jabin, king of Hazor, and the family of Heber the Kenite. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come, my lord, come right in. Don't be afraid." So he entered her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. "I'm thirsty," he said. "Please give me some water." She opened a skin of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him up. "Stand in the doorway of the tent," he told her. "If someone comes by and asks you, 'Is anyone in there?' say no." But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple into the ground and he died. Just then, Barak came by in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael went out to meet him. "Come," she said, "I will show you the man you're looking for." So he went in with her, and there lay Sisera with the tent peg through his temple, dead. On that day, God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan, before the Israelites. And the hand of the Israelites pressed harder and harder against Jabin, king of Canaan, until they destroyed him. When the set time had finally come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. A tired and thirsty Sisera accepted Jael's invitation to rest in her tent. He had no reason to fear. Jael, the wife of a trusted ally, soothed him. "Don't be afraid." Then, after doing as hospitality required, Jael tent-pegged Sisera as he lay sleeping. On that day, we read, God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan. How could someone who violates norms of hospitality be God's instrument of salvation? Couldn't God use better people or a more acceptable means to set things right? According to Scripture, there are no better people. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Even God's justice seems unwise in the eyes of the world, which considers the cross of Christ foolishness. In the days of the judges, Jael tent-pegged Israel's oppressor. But even though God used Jael as his hand of victory in this episode, Israel would still need other saviors. They needed rescue again and again. Having heard the cries of his people in distress when the set time had fully come, God sent a Savior who would be pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. Jesus Christ, the ultimate Savior, bore the sin of many and made intercessions for the transgressors. Do you see God's hand at work in this world? Has God opened your eyes to see the wisdom of his strange salvation? Pray with me. Lord, help me to see your hand in the strange way your servant has saved your people from unrighteousness. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.